Today, what I want to do today for the Haggadah, I want to play with you a number game. My version of Echad Miyodea. Okay, Echad Miyodea, Echad Miyodea, Echad Elokeinu Shabbat Shamayim. So we're going to start with the number game. Now, we're not going to go through every single number. We're going to jump around and use different numbers. So, of course, the first number of the Haggadah is Aleph, is 1. Echad miyodecha ani yodecha lokeinu shabbat shamayim uvaretz. Okay, number 2. Shnayim miyodeya. Shnayim ani yodeya. There are only 2 mitzvahs in the whole Haggadah that are deraisa. What are the 2 mitzvahs that are deraisa? Sibur yitzias mitzrayim and achilas matzah. Okay, so those are the only 2 that are deraisa. What?
Today.
Today. Bizman hazeh. There are only 2 mitzvahs deraisa. Sibur Yitzias Mitzrayim and Achilas Matzah. Okay, another answer to Shnayim Yodea. There are 2 mitzvahs that are derabanan bizman hazeh. 2 major mitzvahs, Dalet Koisos and Moror. Moror bizman hazeh is only midrabanan. Okay, next. 3 is simple. 3 is, I know there are 3 matzos. At least according, if you don't follow the Gro, there are 3 matzos. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Everything revolves around the Avos. So that's the shleisha. The shleisha is really what it says in the. That's what it says in the piyut. Shleisha miyodeya. The shleisha avos. Okay. So here we can just elaborate and say it's the 3 matzahs. Next, 4. Now 4. I'm not even going to begin. I'm not even going to talk about 4. Okay. Because 4, arba miyodeya. There are 4 banim. There are 4 lishonos of gula. There are 4 cups of wine. 4 times the word kais appear in the parsha of the Sar Hamashkim. 4 times there are 4 remachol. The dal of the 4 malchios. Before the Alamalchios is Bavel, Parasumoda, Yavon, Edoim. Okay, interesting. That interesting.
All part of the
Ababonim. Okay, so the number four. There's no shidduch. By the way, there are 4 kizesim. Therefore, how many kizesim of matzah do you eat? How many kizesim of matzah do you eat? 1 kizayis for, 1 kizayis for hamotzi lechem. 1 kizayis for alachilas matzah. 1 kizayis for koirech. And 1 kizai is 4 afi koimin. So you eat 4 kizesim of matzah at the Seder. That's not so simple, by the way, because some eat for the matzah, afi koimin, some makbidi 2 kizesim. I think most people eat for the afi koimin. You don't even realize what you're doing. You're eating really, you follow the charts, the instructions, you're really eating 2 kizesim for the afi koimin. What?
The rule is you eat until you can't.
You can't swallow anymore, until you're full. Okay, so there are four kizesim which we eat. Another 4, I found this very interesting, is that how many times in the Torah do we find Klal Yisrael going down to Mitzrayim? 4 times. The brothers went down first, Lishbar Oichel, Shever, be Mitzrayim. Then they come back, and they're sent down again to... The first time is Yosef is sold as a slave to Mitzrayim. That's number 1. Well, not counting Avram, the Shvatim.
They sold,
but only Yosef. But Yosef himself is a representative of Klal Yisrael. Yosef went down to Mitzrayim. Then the brothers went down Lishbar Oichel. Then they went down a second time. A third time, which now counts the third time to retrieve Shimon, and which resulted in Yosef revealing himself, Ha'oid of Yichai, and then Yaakov came down with everyone together for the 4th time. So in the Torah, once after the time when Hashem revealed to Avraham Avinu the bris bein ha'basadim yadoyah tenek yigei yezrechem eretz lo'elohem v'avod avinu oysam arame yashana, we find the process of going down to Egypt took place in 4 steps. Yosef, the brothers twice, and then Yaakov. 4-stage process in the Yerida to Mitzrayim, that has significance. And number 4...
There was really a 5th time.
Yeah, where?
When they buried Yaakov.
When they came back. Interesting. I hear what you're saying. They all left, they came back to bury him. You're right. Okay.
You could discount that time, though, on the basis they didn't take everybody.
Well, they were escorted by Egyptians. They were under guard.
Right.
Okay, so it was like an extension of Mitzrayim in Eretz Canaan. And that's an interesting idea. Okay, so obviously we're not going to have to go into, we know that the number 4, that I'm going to leave to your imagination. Okay, 5, where do we have 5 in the Haggadah? Chamisha mi yodea, chamisha ni yodea. We darshan the 5 out of 6 psukim of the Arami Oved Avi. Arami Ovid, we discussed this week, because Arami Ovid has really six psukim, and the sixth pasuk refers to Eretz Yisrael, or in the Haggadah, but we do not. We very mysteriously omit that pasuk in from the Haggadah. We discussed different reasons why. It's not fulfilled, therefore we only focus on five. We're playing the Echad Miyodea, our version of it. So number five is, we only dashen five psukim of the Haggah, of the Arami Ovid Avi. Any other fives? Well, we said the Dayenu. In the Dayenu, there are 15, but it's broken up into 5, 5, 5. Okay, now let's go to 6. Shisha Miyodea. Does anyone have a 6? I don't have a 6. I don't have it on my hand that over here. I think I had a 6 somewhere. I don't remember. I couldn't remember what it was. Okay, let's go to 7. Shiva Miyodea. Shiva Niyodea. This is very popular in the Hasidic Sfarim, and it's very popular, but it doesn't really make sense. It's hard to fit this in. Is Chazal said, if a person eats matzah erev Pesach, it's ki'ilu he was bo al arusasai. He had relations with an arusa before having chuppah. Because before you have a chuppah, what happens at the chuppah? You recite 7 brachas. You're not allowed to be with your wife until there are 7 brachas recited under the chuppah. Bori priagofen, and then you go, we know the 7 brachas. So matzah, being that matzah is called arusah, so before you eat the matzah, you have to recite 7 brachas. Now what are, and everyone says, all of the chassidish svarim, they all say the same thing, that the Lil say there, we did not eat the matzah until we recite 7 brachas, because the matzah is our arusah, and kala b'loi bracha, osu l'bala, k'nida, it has to be the 7, it has to be the 7 brachas. So what are the 7 brachas? So there are many different calculations. Let's learn, I'll tell you one mahalach, which is not la halacha, and that urchatz, you make a bracha. Okay, there are rishonim who hold that urchatz, you make a bracha. We don't make a bracha, it's unheard of, and that would mean you make 3 brachas for kiddush. You make the bracha of bori pri agofen, you make the bracha of kiddush, and the shechianu. Then you make a bracha for urchatz, like a halacha, urchatz. Then you make a bori pri hoadama. Then you make the bracha asher goal oisam. When you conclude the first half of the Haggadah, there's a bracha asher goal oisam. When you wind down right before you, and then you say bari pri agofen on the second bracha, the second kashal yayin. That's 7 brachas. So you say it one more time. You make kiddush has 3. Kiddush, yayin, shechianu. Urchatz is 4.
You're lucky it's not Shabbos night.
What? Shabbos night will be Havdalah. Okay, so that's 4. And then you make on the second kois, it's Bori Priya Gofen. Plus, before you make the second kois, you say the bracha Asher Goal Oysam. That's 7 brachas. Now, when you're eating the matzah, you're going to be making 3 brachas, by the way. Al Matilas Yudayim, Hamotzi Lachem in Oretz, and Achilas Matzah. But those 3 is a chelik of the matzah. That's the matzah bracha. So that doesn't count. So before you can come to eating the matzah, you're making 7 brachas. If you don't want to say the bracha of Urchatz is there, so you can say the bracha of Rechitza, of Rochtza. Rochtza is going to be your 7th bracha, and the bracha of Hamotzi Lechem and Achilas Matzah, that's the matzah itself, so that you do not need to come back. That is something which is separate. Now, if others want to say that, no, others want to say the 7 brachas, we discount the brachas of Kiddush and Shechianu, because Kiddush and Shechianu is anyway, well, that's not, it should be, I don't know. You have to play around with this. Everyone, every Haggadah I've seen who says this, they try to enumerate the 7 brachas, and they all get into trouble. They all acknowledge there's trouble, and they all have a creative way of figuring out what it means. There are 7 brachas recited before you come to the matzah. Okay, let's now go to 9, 8. What is 8? Ashman miyodei. Anyone have an 8? I don't have an 8. Only thing I can say is when we have 4, we don't appreciate that we do appreciate, but on Yom Kippurim there are also many 4s. There are many, many 4s on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim 4 times. I don't remember all the 4s. There are many, many 4s on Yom Kippur. So some want to say a drush is that Yom Kippur and Pesach are really 2 parts of one whole. Before the 4, this the emphasis of 4 on Pesach is just a half, is one side of the coin of the 4 of Yom Kippur. We connect Yom Kippur with Pesach. What's the connection? Okay, I'll leave that for another time. We'll leave that. Okay, so eight, I don't know, I'll leave to your imagination. You have to find an eight. Okay, nine. Okay, I don't have a nine. Besides what it says in the Chagadi, the Yarl, the Tisha Yachileda, I do not have a nine. 10 is very easy, the 10 Makos. Okay, that's not what it says in the Asar Miyodea, and in the Pir, we refer to the 10 Aseres HaDibrois. But in the Haggadah, it's very easy. We have another 10, the 10 Makos. 11, I don't know, now we're going to jump ahead. Okay, I don't know, 12, the Avudraham. The Avudraham says that there are a total of 12 mitzvahs that we do at the Seder. I don't know what they are. You have to think of this very deeply. What exactly are the 12 mitzvahs that we do at the night of the Seder? I guess you imagine karpas, I guess moror, charoses, we eat the matzahs, 4 cups of wine. You have to be creative in figuring out exactly what he means. Maybe he says, I'm not sure he says what the 12 mitzvahs are, but he does say that the number 12 is significant because we do 12 mitzvahs lel Seder. Okay, next, jumping ahead to number 14 and 15. So this we discussed at the beginning of the week, or maybe last week, whenever it was, is that there are... What? 14, 13, I don't have... I have a 13? You have a 13? I don't have a 13.
No, but there's no 14 and 15 in the...
You don't have
a... Oh, I'm going all the way up. I'm going all the way up. My version of the Echem Yodea does not stop at 13. My version goes all the way up. And there are many, many gaps, which I leave for you to fill in the gaps. Number 14, 15. What's 14, 15? Well, we learned in the beginning of the week, how many simonim are there? Are there 15 simonim, kadesh, urchatz, karpas, yachatz, magid, rachsa? Are there 14 or 15? So we discussed this, machlokes between the Maral and everyone else. The Maral says there are only 14 simonim. The Maral is in the Yod HaChazaka. Yodal is 14. How is that? Because... A Halel Nirtza is one. It's not Halel, Kama Nirtza. Halel Nirtza is one that Hashem should accept. It should be L'Ratzoyin. Yehiyu L'Ratzoyin Imrefi, that the Halel should be Nirtza. This is the sheet of the Maral. It's 14. Yod HaChazaka. The whole world disagrees. Everyone holds that there are a total of 15. Halel and Nirtza are two separate things. 15 is a very popular...
14 and 15 is a machlok.
14. So we have now 15. So we have, and what are the? There are also besides the 15 simonim, we also mentioned there are 15 milos in the dayenu, corresponding to the 15 shir hamalos. Okay, let's go now to number 18. Number 18 are the total number of brachos we recite at the seder. I mentioned before there are 7 that we recite before we come to eating matzah, because matzah is the arusa. You can't be with the arusa until you make 7 brachos. But in the totality, in the big picture, from the beginning of the seder to the end, there are a total of 18 brachas. Now, how do you get, if you want to, let's see, make a calculation very quickly. Let's try to figure it. I'll run through basically what we have. We say Borei Paragafen 4 times, right? That's very easy. Borei Paragafen, we say 4 times. We say Borei, you help me count. Okay, 4 times Borei Paragafen. We make Kiddush. Okay, that's 5. We make Shechianu is 6. We make Karpas is 7. We make a bracha on Moror is 8. Birchas Hamazon is 4. That's 9, 10, 11, 12. Al HaGefen at the very end is 13. We make a bracha on Hamoitzi. We make the bracha of Hamoitzi
and
Achilas Matzah. So where are we up to? 15, 16, and 17. The 3 brachas that we recite before we eat the matzah. And what's the one more bracha? We're missing one bracha.
According to the Maral.
We make the bracha Asher Goalanu. There are 2 times we make a bracha. We make a bracha at the very end, and make a bracha.
According to some, you say it in the beginning.
Ma, so that's 2 more.
Those that don't say Halal Bamayr.
So that's 2 more for the grand total of 18. If I'm not mistaken, it comes out to exactly 18. I make the chesed yesterday with the brachas of the Halal that we say before the second case and at the very end. It's a grand total of 18. Why Dafka 18? So this is a very beautiful idea. I believe I saw this in a Rishur Sagad. He develops this at great length. He says because he's quoting a lot of his Sfarim, and he develops it more, is because the Seder is Begeder, the Amida Lefnei Hamokai. When we dive in Shemoneh Esrei, it's called Shemoneh Esrei for a reason. There are 18 brachas. The Shemoneh Esrei has 18 blessings. We never have 18. We said before, it's either going to be 19, it's going to be 7, it's going to be 9. But the Tzura of the Shmoyne Esrei in its perfect form is 18.
Well, it was called Shmoyne Esrei before the
originally. That's why we call it Shmoyne Esrei. It's because they're originally 18 brachas. The Seder is basically one big Shmoyne Esrei. It's one big Shmoyne Esrei. That's why there are exactly 18 brachas. You say the Kan Habein Shoyel. First beginning is Shevach. Then comes Bakoshois. Then comes Hoidah. Okay, there's a Seder. And in fact, each one, those who like this idea very much, they develop this by showing how each one of these 18 brachas corresponds perfectly to the 18 brachas of the Shmoneh Esrei. When you go in order, you work it through, understand the deeper meaning of each one of the parts of the Seder, and you understand the deeper meaning of each one of the brachas of the Shmoneh Esrei, you will see parallels between the Shmoneh Esrei and the 18 brachas of the Seder. The Seder is 18, it's one big Shmoneh Esrei, it's a makom to be mevakesh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu your needs for the entire year and for your entire life. Some even go so far to say you should be very careful in what you say at the Seder, just like in Shmoneh Esrei, you're not allowed to be mafsik. When you're omel lefnei ha-melech, you're not allowed to speak Dvar Metalim. Likewise, the Seder, it's not a time to chat and talk narishkeit. At the Seder, it's a time when you're omel lefnei ha-melech. Also, by the way, the word Seder is not a common word in Chazal. Seder is used by tefillah. It's used in reference to the Rabbi Yochanan, the Amora who made the Shmoneh Esrei. He says, the Seder HaBrachas, Hister Shmoneh Esrei Brachas Lefnei Rabbi Gamliel. What?
It was a Tana that
made Tana, so the Tana, it says he was Histir. Shmoneh Esrei is called the Seder. And the Pesach Seder is also called the Seder. So there is a very important relationship between the Koyach of Tefillah. Tefillah is always referred to with the term Seder. And the Haggadah is also, we use the term Seder. There's this parallel of Tefillah, and that's why we have the number 18. Okay, let's go to the next idea, number 16. Who knows the number 16? Shisha Osar Niyodea. Shish Osar Niyodea Hazos. How many times do we sprinkle wine off the kois shell of our cup? 16 times. Why 16 times? Tenakis. Batzach Adash Biachav. Dom Voesh Visimrois Oshan. 16 times. In Kabbalah, it's a big number. I don't know what it's all about. It's way beyond my understanding, but it's a significant thing to remove wine from your cup 16 times. Next. I went backwards. What did I do? I went backwards. I went from 16, I went to 18, and I went backwards. Okay, so I broke the order. 14, 15, that's the simonim. Then it's 16 are the hazos. 18 are the number of brachos in total in the entire Haggadah. Okay, now we're going to jump ahead. 17. I don't have a 17 for you. Toiv. So where do we have Toiv in the Haggadah? Toiv? I don't know. Toiv is the Yud Gimel. That's Ram is the Yud Gimel Midas Sarachanim. And the Avir called Tuvi Al Ponecha. The Yud Gimel Midas Sarachanim. Where do we have the Yud Gimel Sarachanim in the Haggadah? That's a mystery also. Okay, let's go jump at 26. Where do we have Yud Kevavke? That's the most important number, right? Yud Kevavke, Hashem's name. So some have a gear. So I think the Gra says that we should start the Haggadah not like what we have in our edition, Ho Lachma Da'anya. Ki Ho Lachma Da'anya. Why? So you should refer to Hashem. The first thing is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ki Ho is Bigamatria 26. So you should begin the Haggadah by referring to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Bigamatria, Ki Ho Lachma Da'anya. Okay, let's now jump way ahead. 49, that's very easy, right? 49 is, so why did Hashem redeem us? Because we were on the 49th level of Tumah. If Hashem did not take us out of his shrine, one moment we would have been doomed. So therefore, 49 is a very important number. We're at 49. Okay, we're at the 49th level of Tumah when the Seder began, and Hashem had Rachmanis and took us out, so we should not go to level number 50. Okay, 50, what is 50? That's a very popular number, 50. There's a very famous Zohar in many of the Haggadahs in the Hasidish Svarim. Rabbi Wilson, he always refers to this, is the Zohar says that in the Torah, it mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim 50 times. If you take out a Chumash and go from beginning to end and find how many times the Torah mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim, 50. Problem is, you try this at home, you're going to discover it's a lot more than 50. So everyone asks the kasha, what then does the Zohar mean? How? What is the meaning? When it says only 50 times, it's much more than 50 times. The answer is only when it's said l'shevach. Sometimes it says don't do like the abominations, Yisrael and Mitzrayim. There are many times it mentions Mitzrayim not in a complimentary way. The number of times that it mentions Mitzrayim in a complimentary, Yitzias Mitzrayim in a complimentary way is exactly 50. And that takes Chochmah to figure out. And some want to say that's what it means. Kol hamarbe l'saper b'yitzias Mitzrayim harei zeh meshuvach. So remes. Hamarbe l'saper means to count. Anyone that's marbe l'saper, very good. Try to be marbe. But one thing you have to be careful. Harei zeh meshuvach. Only look at the references that are meshuvach, that are good references, not references that are l'ganai, that are insulting or speak harmfully about Klal Yisrael. Next, let's now go to 60. This is my favorite one. Where do you have 60 in the Haggadah? This is the big drush. There are 60 letters in the 15 simonim. Kadesh, Urchatz, Karpas, Yachatz. There are 15 simonim, 15 words, which includes 60 letters. Where do we find the same exact principle? 60 letters and 15 words? Birchas Kohanim. Birchas Kohanim has 15 words, has 60 letters. Shishim Giborim Savla Migiborei Yisrael. There are many Maamarei Chazal that focus on the number 60 and 15. And look at that. When we start to say there, you first say the Simonim, you're doing exactly the same thing. It's basically Birchas Kohanim. It's Birchas Kohanim. 15 words, 60 letters. There's a parallel which basically teaches us that at the Seder we are all in the gather of Kohanim. We're all fulfilling the Anu V'Yamu Kol Sivaruch Hu Es B'nei Yisrael. The simon for the Seder is it is a bracha. The Harama Sakol, raise up your voice. By Birchas Kohanim there's an inyan. There's a whole Shad. There's no Shmei Kohanim because it says the Anu V'Yamu. You have to raise up your voice. Kol Sivaruch Hu Es B'nei Yisrael. This is the bracha. We begeder kohanim. We wear white garments like kohanim. Another example, the only time when you eat kachim do not need to be... Karban Pesach is eaten al hasoiva. You don't eat your Karban Pesach until you first have a meal and you're satisfied, and the Karban Pesach is a dessert. Who has a requirement to eat kachim al hasoiva? Kohanim. When Yisraelim eat from Kodshim, there is no requirement that it should be eaten l'moshcha, meaning it does not have to be eaten to satisfaction. Just take a bite. When a Kohen eats Kodshim, it has to be eaten to his satisfaction. He has to eat enough of the meat and that he's completely satisfied. This unique halacha that applies only to Kohanim. When Yisraelim eat from Kodshei Kalim, there is no halacha of a kachim of carbon being eaten to satisfaction. The only exception is a carbon Pesach. That teaches us that when a Yisrael eats a carbon Pesach, he's behaving the same way a Kohen behaves when he eats his kachim. So every member of the family, every member in Klal Yisrael who participates in the Seder, this night is begeder a Kohen. His statements, his words of the Haggadah is equivalent to Birchas Kohanim, and his eating of this afikomen, the meal, the Pesach, is equivalent to him eating kachim, which is nechal al hasoiva. It's a very powerful idea. L'moshcha. Chazal learned from the word l'moshcha. L'moshcha means l'gedula. L'gedula, part of the laws of l'gedula, Chazal say, is al hasoiva. They have to eat enough of the carbon so that when they're finished eating, they're not hungry to eat anymore. And if they don't have enough, they have to first eat something else. They should eat other food and then eat whatever they're given in order that it should be the end of their meal. Exactly what we do for the Karban Pesach. But Yisraelim do not have such a requirement. So it shows that the Karban Pesach is begeder a kohen. Okay, let's now go to 64. What's the number 64? The Vilna Gaon says that there are 64 mitzvahs that we do this night. Not like what we said from the Avudraham. The Avudraham counts 12 mitzvahs. The entire Seder from beginning to end, we fulfill 12 mitzvahs. The Gra says that's not true. We fulfill 64 mitzvahs. What is the calculation? I have no idea. Something to mystery, something to decipher. Let's go to the next number. Number 86. 86 is an important number.
Yeah.
Why? Because 86 is years. 86 years of Avodas Perach. Oh, by the way, let's go back to 60. 60 is also important because 60 is karpas. Samach riboy. There was 60, there was 600,000. 60 times 10,000 Jews were enslaved in Egypt, crushing slave labor. Karpas is the 60 samach riboy. Okay, 86 is 86 years of Avodas Perach. 86 is one-fifth of. 86 multiplied by 4 equals 430. The gezer was 430 years. It says in the past that we left Egypt from the time of the Brisbane, from Leidas Yitzchak, it was 430 years. So we divide it by 5. We divide 430 divided by 5. What?
From the Brisbane,
I'm sorry. Leidas is 400. 400 from Leidas Yitzchak, from the Brisbane, I'm sorry, is 430. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachmanis upon us, he took the Chamushim Olu B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Chamushim means one-fifth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only made us work from the 430 years from time of the Gezerah for only a fifth of that time, 86 years. And that's what each Lashon of Geula corresponds to. We knocked off a fifth. We knocked off one-fifth, a second-fifth, a third-fifth, a fourth-fifth, and all we were left with, Hashem and Rachmanis, only 86 years. 91. What's 91? 91 is 13. What's the mathematical term? I forgot my 13 times plus 13 plus 12 plus 11 plus 10.
Arithmetic progression?
No, this
sum of a series. 13. Echad mi yodea. In the piyot of Echad mi yodea, we go until 13. Because when you add 13 plus 12 plus 11 plus 10 is 91. Why is 91 significant? 91 is the combination of 65 and 26. Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud is 65. The Shem Hashem, the way it's spelled, is the way it's pronounced. I'm sorry, the way it's pronounced, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, Adnus, which is 65. And the way it is spelled, Yud Kei Vav Kei, is 26. 65 plus 26 is 91. That's why in the Piyot of Echad Miyodeh, we stop and we get to number 13, because when we take 13 and we multiply, add everything that we have mentioned that thus far, it is a sum of 91. What?
Say Ulamad.
What does that mean?
Say means 91.
Okay. Okay. We do Shama. We know that we were in Egypt for 200. That's an important number. We were in Egypt for 210 years. 400 years is the number of years from Leidas Yitzchak. Lechem Oini, by the way, Lechem Oini is Yitzchak. It's Begematria Yitzchak. Lechem Oini is Begematria Yitzchak, if I'm not mistaken. And the 400 years is from the time of Leidas Yitzchak. From Leidas Yitzchak until Yitzias Mitzrayim is 400 years. The way we commemorate is with Achilas Matzah, the Lechem Oini, and the Lechem Oini takes us back to Yitzchak himself. Okay, now we come to 430 was from the Bris Ben Avsarim. Okay, the number. Let's just jump ahead. Almost finished. Let's jump ahead to 624. 624 is 4 times the Gematria of Kois Yayin. Kois Yayin, the Gematria of Kois Yayin multiplied by 4 equals Cherus. Cherus is Begematria 624. The whole night of Pesach is the night of Cherus. Begematria 624. The way we show that we are free people is we have 4 cups of wine. And each cup of wine is a Kois Yayin. Cherus.
Do
you want to make the calculation?
No, that's 614.
So maybe it's 640. Maybe what is Kois Yayin? Figure out, what is Kois Yayin? What is Yayin is 70, and Kois is 86. So that's 156. 156 times 4 is what? Mr. Marillus?
624.
624. Okay, and what is Cherus? Cherus is 600. 610.
I forgot how to add those days. Harris is with a yud?
No, normally
not. No, with the yud. Include the yud. With the yud. Cherus with the yud. Yes. With the yud, it's 624. So Kos Yayin, 156 multiplied by 4 is 624. Cherus. The way we show that we are free people, Chazal instituted 4 cups of wine. So good gematria. Ka'aras, everyone has on the table, the Seder represents the centered around the Ka'aras Kesef. Ka'aras Kesef, Achas, Shleishu Meya. What is Ka'aras Kesef Bigamatria? 930. 930 is the number of years of Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon gets credit. Okay, the whole purpose of this world was to come to this matzav. We give credit to the life of Adam HaRishon, take whatever it's worth, by remembering that on the table is the Ka'aras Kesef. Many people have a silver Ka'ara. The Ka'aras Kesef, the Gematria 930. It is a tribute to the life of Adam HaRishon, who lived 930 years. Last but not least, okay, this is my favorite one. It's always my favorite one. The last but not least is the number 1820. Supposedly, there are exactly, you figure this out, you count, have patience words to do this, there are exactly 1,820 words in the Haggadah. Okay, I mean, the Haggadah, many gersois, so you have to, if you're going to play with the word here, you're going to have to play with the word there to make sure you have exactly 1,820. Where does this go? Does this go until Chassal? I assume it goes until Lashon HaHaba, Yerushalayim. I'm assuming it's not counting the Piyutim, the beginning of Haggadah of Holach Ma'anya, I'm assuming that's where it starts from. But it's somehow there is a tradition that in the Haggadah there's 1,820 words, which corresponds to the 1,820 times Hashem's name appears in Tanakh. In Tanakh, Yudke Vavke is exactly 1,820. So it's not a coincidence that in the Haggadah we have exactly 1,820 words to show that everything about the Haggadah all comes back and focuses on the Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay, so that was my version, Rabbi Sai, of the Echad Miyodea. A lot of gaps to fill in, but at least I thought it's kedai to put everything in terms of numbers. And before we were messy, begin, let me tell you a few more little verilach before we were messiahim. One of my favorite verilach yisoides is the Haggadah. There are dalet banim that are referred to in the Haggadah. Chacham Rasha Tam the She'eno Yodea Lishol. Where do we fit in? Who are we? Who are the parents? Where do we fit in? The truth is, the whole Haggadah is built upon the pasuk "V'igadat Levincha b'yoyim ahulema bavur ze asa Hashem libit seisim emitzrayim." Who to whom was that pasuk said? That pasuk was said to the She'enoi Yoideya Lishol. So we should not make any mistake and think that we're all kulanu chachamim, kulanu mevaynim, kulanu yedim satan azayis. The truth is, the whole nusach Haggadah that we recite for ourselves, besides the fact that we're giving over to our children, was all composed for the She'enoi Yoideya Lishol. The whole Haggadah, everyone at the Seder is begeder the She'enoi Yoideya Lishol. It's a statement of humility. We're not Chachamim, Baruch Hashem, we're not Rishoyim, and we're not even begeder Tam. We're on the lowest level. What do you say to the She'enoi Yoideya Lishol? At Pesach Lo. Famous question, why is it B'loshon Nekeva? At. It should be Atah. Atop Pesachla, or what's the Bechlal, this entire expression? So there are two very popular answers. One is At is Nekeva, that speak to a child gently. The She'ena Yodea Lishol cannot handle, you don't rough him up. Talk to him like a mother would talk to a child, in the feminine form. Another answer that's not so complimentary is that women have a tendency to talk a lot. 10 Kavin of Sicha came down to the world. 9 were given to women, 1 was given to everyone else. So when you talk to the She'enoi Yoideya Lishol, you gotta talk a lot. Quality time is not enough. Quantity counts for something. You have to spend a lot of time. Talk like a woman to the child in order to bring out the ideas of Pesach. The drush, my favorite drush is at is referring to the pasuk. Apsachlo is, don't read it at, read it s. S Hashem Eloikecha Tira. Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. When you're dealing with a child that doesn't know anything, the She'ena Yodea Lishol, and you want to start teaching a child Torah, the first thing you teach him is S Hashem Eloikecha Yira. Fear Hashem. Reishis Chochma, at the Seder you're trying to instill to give over Chochma to the child. Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. The She'eni Yodea Lishol at Psachlo. Begin with the Pasuk that starts with S. which is Yirah Shamayim. The truth is, last Friday we mentioned that salt water, salt represents the concept of Yirah Shamayim. Because the first time HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduced the first mention of Yir, we have in the Rule that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the heavens, Yir Rakiya B'Soch HaMayim, and the Rakiya shook. The Rakiya were terrified. That's why we say Yir HaShamayim. And what is Rashi there on that pasuk tell us? That what was a byproduct of the Rakiya? Salt. The Mayim Tachtoinim complained, it's not fair that we should be distanced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, do not worry. From the salt is going to be offered on the Mizbeach. So from the Pasuk, that Yehi Rakia, which Rashi clearly identifies as the Makar of Yirah Shamayim, the byproduct was salt. The beginning of the Haggadah, what's the Haggadah to begin with? You take the vegetable, and you dip the vegetable in salt water. Kidei sheyishalu hatinoikas. From the very beginning of the Haggadah, you're already referring, you're alluding to the concept of Yirah Shamayim. The last thing I'll tell you, I always say list, it's never list, but one of the things that really hit me yesterday, I saw this in Rabbi, I think it's Wolfson's Haggadah, is Polishtim. Yitzias Mitzrayim, v'loy nocham elokim derech Eretz Polishtim. Hashem took us out of Egypt, but did not take us through Eretz Polishtim. There's a message in that. What is Polishtim? So Rabbi Wolfson, he says, he brings out a chazal that Polishtim comes from the word mifulosh. It's an open highway. It's open on two ends. The land of the Polishtim on one end is open to Eretz Mitzrayim, and on the other end is open to Eretz Canaan. Eretz Mitzrayim was known for Arayos, the Ervas Haaretz. The Eretz Canaan was known for Avodah Zarah. The Polishtim was smack in the middle. Mitzarecha, there was a Movei Mefulash. Mitzarecha, they were influenced by the Avodah Zarah of Eretz Canaan. On the other end, they were influenced by the Arayos, the Gilei Arayos, licentiousness of Eretz Mitzrayim. Mefulosh. When Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, Hashem says, you're not going derech Eretz Polishtim. The goal is to get away from these terrible influences of Canaan, influences of Gilei Arayos. You have to go into the Midbar to clean yourself, to perfect yourself. That's one idea. Another idea is Chazal said that the ultimate leitz, the leitzanim, chutzpah and leitzanis, is rooted in Polishtim. The Polishtim were leitzan. They were known for the leitzanis and for their chutzpah. In fact, they come from Mamzerim. An idea of it's chutzpah. The Iker Tafkid of the Seder is midos toivos, to train to mechanech children to have good midos. When Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, v'loy nocham elokim derech eretz Polishtim, He kept us away from the part of the world which excelled in midos achzorios. The goal is to stay away from, the goal is to come out of Mitzrayim, to perfect your, to refine your character, to be people anshei maila. Alright, and with that, we conclude, I think, 6 shiurim on the Haggadah, and now I give over the floor to our own Rabbi Mayevsky. We'll take a very, very short break. Rabbi Mayevsky will be mashlim.